Okay. Did you guys hear the gospel today? And what do you think? Well, let's put it this way. Usually when you think of Jesus, what kind of words or what comes to your mind when you think of Jesus? I heard peaceful, loving, yeah, goodness, you know, all those things. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Yeah, he's meek. He is the gentle one, the humble one, the loving one, the understanding one, the compassionate one. But what happened? What happened? I mean, I read what I'm supposed to read, right? I mean, I didn't like cheat or, you know, I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to read, you know. He says he is here to set the earth on fire. And rather than establish peace, cause division. What is going on here? Did we not just say Prince of Peace? But he said, no, I don't want to cause peace. I want to cause division. Set the earth on fire. That sounds like a terrorist to me. You know, I mean, I would associate set the earth on fire with Osama bin Laden. You know, I don't get it. Do you get it? Well, so is it a mistake or what is this? Okay. Well, it's not a mistake. It is exactly what it is supposed to be. Because what Jesus is doing, his actions, his words, his deeds, everything that he is, everything that he does, is causing division. It is exactly causing division because he claims to be the Son of God, which causes people to question, which causes more division. He doesn't follow the norms. He doesn't, he eats with sinners. He hangs around with tax collectors. He's kind to prostitutes. He cures on the Sabbath. He says he's going to suffer and die for our sins. All these things, he's causing division. Because all these things that he's doing, all that he is countercultural to the current culture. It is causing division among the people. Later on, we're going to have, I think, two people talk about their experience at World Youth Day, Taylor and Sarah, correct? Yes, all right. Do you know how many people went to World Youth Day in Brazil? I don't know either. But from what I heard, it's like 3 million, something like that. 3 million people. And this is what Pope Francis, I mean, he said many things. But one of the key messages, he urged everyone at World Youth Day and to all of us to not be afraid. To not be afraid to go against the current. Okay? Now think of yourself as a little fish. You know, a little fish. Okay? And you're a little fish going against the current, going against cultural norms. This will cause division. You will cause division. Right? And do you know what's the biggest cultural problem that we face in today's society? The biggest cultural problem that we face in today's society is the problem of relativism. Okay? That there is no objective truth. Everything's relative. You know, I respect what you do. I don't care what you do, just as long as you don't care what I do. So we don't care about each other, but we kind of okay with each other because we're at peace. So are we okay? Right? It doesn't matter if I see people going back to school now. It doesn't matter if I see a classmate getting bullied at school. As long as I don't get in trouble, or as long as these other friends, as long as they like me, we're okay, right? Or it doesn't matter if I work for a company that promotes abortion, or if I work for a company that does immoral things, as long as I get paid. Right? Doesn't matter if there are family problems, you know, with children or with parents or with in-laws or outlaws or whatever. It doesn't matter if there are family problems. As long as we don't talk about it, then we're at peace. You believe in your God. I believe in my God. You do your thing. I do my thing. Sounds like a plan. Peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth, you know. That's a big problem. This is a big problem that we call relativism.
The problem is that our world has equated relativism to just maintaining peace. No, no. True peace involves living in right relationship with God and living in right relationship with others, right? And like Jesus, we have to also go against the current of relativism. And this will cause division. As Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire. Okay. Talking about fire, how do you create fire? You got any Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Eagle Scouts, Cub Scouts, Scouts? How do you make fire, folks? I heard, what? Friction? Yeah? Lighter? Even the lighter, the mechanism of the lighter, how does it work? How do you make fire? Yeah, okay. If you think about it, to create fire, it requires what you just said. It requires friction. It requires division, okay? Have you ever seen somebody, even if it's a lighter, you got a lighter, have you ever seen somebody light a lighter like, will that light the fire? Or you got a match. Have you ever seen anybody go, or you got two sticks or two rocks? Does that light the fire? So if you're gentle with it, does that light the fire? No. To create the fire, it requires friction. It requires division. It requires a striking, okay? A violent spark. A spark that ignites the fire. For 2 weeks, I was in Europe leading a group of pilgrims in France and Italy, visiting the churches and the holy shrines. And it was very clear to me how when the church, when we face dark times throughout history, the church provides us with people, with holy people, to cause friction, to cause division. For example, in France, have you heard of St. John Vianney? Some of you have, some of you have not, okay. I was in Ars, France, where St. John Vianney was. He challenged the people. He challenged the people to a life of holiness. Because the town that he was serving, everybody was drunk. They had like 20 bars. The whole town was full of bars, and everybody just get drunk. And he challenged the people to a life of holiness, causing division. And they hated him. They hated him. But he was a spark. That spark that caused the fire ablaze. Hearing confessions, taking care of souls, and eventually converting the entire town. You heard of St. Francis? St. Francis of Assisi. So where is he from? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So I was in Italy, Assisi, where St. Francis of Assisi was, right? He was born very wealthy, but he also caused a division. And as the gospel says today, by going against his father, going to the public square, taking off his rich clothes, and deciding to become a poor beggar. And he too was also that spark, that violent spark that caused a fire ablaze, inspiring others to a life of simplicity and founding the Order of Franciscans. What about 2013? Do you think our church is facing a dark time? Are we facing dark times? Yes? No? Yeah, and if you don't think so, you're blind. The church is facing many problems. Our church is facing many crises, dark times. And during these dark times, we need people. We need people like you who can what? Yeah, cause that spark, that fire ablaze. And this week, ready for your homework? This is very misunderstanding homework. Did you know that? I ask you not to cause peace, but to cause division, to friction, swim against the current of relativism. Be the spark that causes the fire ablaze. Now, don't tell me during the week, it's like, well, you know, Father told me to cause division. Jesus says to cause division, so I divorce my wife, you know. Or say, oh, you know, he said, cause some kind of spark, you know, as I was playing with matches and the whole house was on fire, you know. You can sue me, but I said it right now, so, you know, you can't sue me, right? No, that's not what I'm talking about, right? But true peace is being living in right relationship with God, right relationship with others, right? So this week, think about maybe challenging someone. Maybe challenging someone to the truth of Jesus Christ. Be the spark that causes a fire ablaze. Do not be the friend, the coworker, the husband, or the wife, or the parent, or the grandpa, grandma. Don't be the one that's liked. Be the honest, truthful friend that perhaps might cause division because you're doing the right thing. You're actually challenging that person. Because many grandparents, they're like, well, I mean, if you were my daughter, like, I'd slap you, but you're my granddaughter, so, oh, you're so nice. Da, da, da. No. Truth. Challenge that person. Be a spark. See something wrong at school. See something wrong at work. See something wrong within the family or your neighbors, okay? Don't just sit there because you don't want to rock the boat. No, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. No. I'm not getting in there with the whole drama with the in-laws. Nothing. No. Cause division. Do something about it. Take the initiative towards real truth, real peace, real reconciliation, which might require division, which might require friction, even a violent spark. But be the friction that causes a fire ablaze.